poor old teachers. It's a thankless task, and they're copping more flack today after figures show that trainee teacher university entry scores have dropped significantly over the last decade. It's prompted some to ask whether teachers are smart enough to teach children, and others to call for academic requirements to be tightened up. But Professor Stephen Parker says the debate is a furphy. He says what's needed is a complete overhaul of Australia's post-school education. So, Stephen, much simpler solution. A complete overhaul.
That's right, Patricia. You got it.
So what are you saying? You're not saying that trainee teacher standards don't matter, are you?
No, I'm not. And there are some issues there. And I think there's a respectable argument that teachers should have done well in school themselves. I just think to be distracted by something like that, when you've got a tertiary education system which is going out of balance, which has got all kinds of unintended effects, that's a bigger problem. But there's a bigger problem still coming down the pipes, as it were, the way that the economy is changing with automation and the new work order. We need to redesign a tertiary system for a future economy and society. So I think we're chasing rabbits down holes here on that one.
So what should the purpose of post-school education be?
Well, it's got various purposes. It's got to meet individual needs. It's got to meet social needs. It's got to meet economic needs. And it does to some extent. But I think things are going out of balance. And I don't think it will be meeting those needs in the future unless we have a really long, hard look at it.
Okay, so there are clearly concerns about the training standards of teaching. This isn't a new story, but it pops up all the time, let's be honest. It's an ongoing issue. And I've got to say, anecdotally, in the school ground, it's one that comes up all the time. A lot of parents are concerned that, you know, about teaching standards and teachers. Yeah. It is a common concern. So don't you also need to address that while also, you know, overhauling a bigger system?
You do, yes, and you can do more than one thing at once. There are definitely some legitimate issues. Australia's performance is going down in international testing as against itself a few years ago, let alone relative to other countries. So something is going on, and there are certainly some schools or areas which are pulling down the overall national performance. So there's definitely some problems to be attended to, but there are all kinds of other issues swirling in and out around this to do with culture wars and people's beliefs about what education should be like at school and so on. I personally do think that we should have higher entry requirements for teachers. And if we can't get the applicants, then I think we should put the salaries of teachers up and let the market bring people in. That's something which I think governments and maybe taxpayers are unwilling to do. But you can't have it always. If you don't want to pay them attractive salaries, then you won't get the best talent. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah. Do we need degree apprenticeships like in the UK?
Yeah, I think we do. Not necessarily for teachers, but more generally. And this is an innovation in the UK which Australia could really look at. In the UK, they're going into their third year of degree apprenticeships, where a student spends 80% of their time in the workforce, 20% doing a degree which is designed to fit the job. They graduate with no debt. They earn a living wage because they're working, and it's funded by a training levy on employers. And it's becoming really popular, and it's changing, I think, the university landscape in the UK. I was there recently at a university which is leading the way on this, and I'll be going back again. That's one of a number of innovations that I think we're going to have to look at.
Professor Stephen Parker, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.